Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody. Susie Orman here, and you are listening to the Women in Money podcast.
We are strong.
All right. It is the first day of Hanukkah. It is also 3 days before Christmas. So this obviously is the gift giving time of year. And so with that said, I was thinking, all right, what is the greatest gift that I've ever been given?
Me.
Now, I guess she butted in. I guess she just gave it away. That's KT.
It's KT. And happy holidays, everybody. I can't tell you how excited I am to be back. Susie let me in. She let me in her sacred space. This is her recording studio. Mm. Someday I'll publish a photo of what it looks like. It's fabulous. It's tiny. She doesn't ever need a lot of space, but I'm in.
And since she's back, everybody, for those of you who don't know, that is KT. KT stands for Kathy Travis. And KT and I have been together now for about how long, Travis?
20 years.
We're going on 20 years.
It's 20 years.
Yeah. Something, huh?
I know. It gets better every year.
But I still think...
And I'm in.
I still think we're on 19, but she wants to push it to 20. I guess that is a good sign. But here's the scoop. KT and I did do a podcast a number of months ago. And you want to know what was so strange about that podcast? That was one of the most popular podcasts of the over 100 podcasts that I've done. And ever since that podcast, what have you been saying, KT?
When can I come back, Susie? No, so, listen, let me just talk for a minute.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone wanted me back. And I kept saying, hey, when can I come back? She said, okay, Thanksgiving, you can come back. Then Thanksgiving passes. And I said, Susie, let's do our podcast. No, you were too busy. You're cooking. You're with the family. Forget it. I have a deadline, KT. It's over. Then Thanksgiving passes. And she said, you know what? We're going to do one together for Christmas. Because can I tell them why? Susie
hates
Christmas.
Wait, before you go on, do you think, everybody listening to this, do you think the powerful Susie Orman has any say when it comes to Miss Travis? I do not. So go ahead, girlfriend.
So she said, let's do Christmas and let's tell everyone what it's like to experience Christmas every year with Susie. It's kind of like the same thing that happens when hurricane season arrives. She gets prepared. She doesn't like it. She thinks it's going to put tons of people in debt, all the holiday gift giving, all the shopping, all the stress. Susie does not like Christmas.
Wait, KT. Let me just tell everybody, it's not that I hate the spirit of Christmas. I hate the pressure that everybody goes into or under, whatever you want to say, to get gifts for Christmas. KT, do you know? All the years that I was a financial advisor seeing clients, you should see the smile. She's smiling. Why are you smiling at me?
Because you look so pretty. I have to tell everybody, this is such a big deal that I get to come into her recording studio. She took a really nice shower, made her hair real pretty. She put on a beautiful blouse. Susie looks so pretty right now in this little box that we're in.
What do you want from me, KT? No, what do you want from me? Why are you giving me compliments
here? No, I'm just
here?
Looking at you that you look really great and I can
Well,
be
I couldn't
in this...
have looked worse than I've looked the past week.
She was so sick. Does everyone know you were really sick?
I told them on the Thursday podcast. Oh. I did. And I told them that you wouldn't come near me because you couldn't get sick. Because if you went sick, if you got sick, everything went down.
Yeah, the
but
ship
But can you all
down.
Hear? She does have a little frog in her voice. I don't know, Katie.
No, I'm good.
You're good. Anyway, so back to the point that I was making, which is I would work so hard with my clients to get them out of debt. January, February, March, June, August, September, October. We were almost out of debt. Then came November and December, and they went right back into debt. You know why? To buy Christmas, Hanukkah, all kinds of gifts for the holidays. And it would drive me crazy. And I felt so bad because I understand all the pressure that all of you are under to give gifts to you, especially your kids, your grandkids. But how do you do that when you don't have any money? All right, go ahead, Katie. So,
Susie hates the holidays. I love holidays, but not for buying gifts or receiving or giving. We make things in our family. I think you've talked about this before in the past. We make gifts. We don't buy them.
So let's start from the beginning.
No, but wait, let me finish telling why I love it. I love it because it's a time that we gather. I love the decorating. I love the cooking. I'm Italian, so we have this Italian tradition where we make these pastries called gooch. And this was passed down from my great grandma. And now Susie makes them and they're beautiful pastries in the shape of a fish, very befitting for our island lifestyle. And we wrap those up and make them, we present this as our gift to all of our friends. So we deliver, we go around, and I make Susie wear a little, like little Christmas outfit, and we go around in our golf cart.
I can't believe I
and
do it.
And deliver these pastries, these little cookies, all wrapped. They love it.
They wait actually every year.
Every year, everyone wants
right.
our gooch.
Not for what we could buy them, but what we made them. And this is a tradition that actually started when I first met KT, not just with the gooch, but we had to lay down family laws. Because at the time that I met KT, KT has two sisters, and one of her sisters
and
three brothers, sorry. But we always celebrated with the sisters and their kids. But the younger sister, her kids were only like 3 or 4 and 1 and 2, whatever it was, when Aunt Susie came into the picture. So we had to have new rules. What were those rules, KT?
We don't buy gifts. We make gifts for each other. And I have to tell you, if those children, our nieces and nephew, are now 22
and 20.
If you were to interview them and say, what are the best Christmas memories you have with Aunt Susie and Aunt Kathy? They call me Aunt Kathy. They will tell you that the year in San Francisco that we took scrap wood and made a tree and decorations that we made by hand, the year that
we also made a menorah because we celebrate almost everything. Why not? Go on, KT.
And if we ask those kids about the memories, I remember one year they made us, for us, the children made like 1,000 little origami cranes.
Yeah.
And they displayed them
in the form of a Christmas tree. But here was the point. For years and years and years, I refused to let anybody in this family buy a Christmas tree. I was like, no way are we spending money on a tree that we're then going to throw away. But here's what we are going to do. We're going to go down to where the Christmas trees are sold. You want to tell this story?
I did that.
You did it, but whose idea was that?
It was my idea.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So Susie would not let me have a Christmas tree. This was our first Christmas together in Manhattan. And on the corner of where we lived was a guy that sold trees at night. And he used to cut the bottoms off and had a big pile of scrap. And I said, can I try to create something? And Susie said, anything you want to make, KT, is fine with me. So I went down and asked if I could have all the scrap cuttings. He said, lady, take whatever you want. And he gave me a big pile. And I brought them back into the apartment and we had a really nice glass vase for flowers. We filled that up with water and red apples.
Yeah.
We sunk apples in it, remember?
Yeah.
And we put all those branches in, the cuttings, and made the most beautiful pine arrangement. And that was our way of celebrating
for years,
the holidays. We
and
loved
years,
it.
Little by little. So that might have been her idea.
Wait, remember? No, but you had an idea when we spent Christmas in the...
Island.
Yeah, wait, where were we?
At Parakeet. Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, Susie, tell them what we did.
So again, there for Christmas is we walked the beach and we found driftwood. And we brought it back to the place that we were staying, and we found shells. And we got string, and we hung the shells on the driftwood.
In a bucket of sand, and it was so pretty.
So we can go on and on with these stories, but here is the main point. For years and years, I refused to let anybody in my family buy Christmas or Hanukkah or holiday gifts, as well as birthday gifts. The only gifts that were able to be given in our family were gifts that were made, and no money was spent even on the materials to make that gift. You had to find it on your own.
Wait, let me tell them about you. Susie gives me, for not many occasions, the most precious gift of all. Can you all guess what that would be? So every holiday or special occasion or remembrance, Susie gifts me with the one gift, and I long for this every single year. She writes the most unbelievable letters. One day, I may publish them or allow them to be shared. They are so beautiful and so heartwarming and creative and unique and full of love. I can't even find words to describe it. And I talk a lot to everyone.
Have you noticed she talks a lot? It's all right, no problem.
Precious gift Susie could ever give me.
And what do I do, KT, with every little scrap of paper you have ever written on
notes
since the day I met you, whether it's out, I have to go pick this up, whatever. I have saved every single scribble and fabulous letters as well that KT has written me since the day I met her. You should see how large this box is.
She has two boxes. Now you started a second one.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting about that. I don't collect anything. I collect two things and two things only. Everything else I throw away. I am like this clutterless freak. It's like, oh, I don't need this, gone. I don't want this, gone. It's whatever. But the point is that I only collect KT's letters to me and scraps of paper and the coins, the military coins that I've been given over all the years that I've worked with the military. And one day I'll tell you more about those. All right, where do we go from here now, KT?
Well, today's the first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So should we share a little story about our life on the island and Colombia? Do you want to tell them about?
Oh, we can.
This is funny. This is fun, everybody. So Susie and I have a houseman that actually takes care of our property. He actually helped build this home that we live in. And we love him like our son. Absolutely adore him. And he's a big guy. He's young. And his name is Colombia. So Colombia is from Colombia. He's from South America. He never even knew what Hanukkah was. But when Susie and I were here the first holiday, we lit a menorah. And
My grandmother's menorah.
And he said,
that was the only thing I've ever stolen. Do you know that?
You stole it?
Yeah.
What do you mean you stole it?
Do you remember when my mom was dying?
You should not tell people on a podcast you stole a menorah.
Well, I kind of did.
She didn't steal it. It was left. She took it from her mother's belongings and didn't ask her two brothers if they would like it. She just took
because
possession.
I was afraid that my mom was going to give it. It was my grandmother's menorah.
Possession of Grandma Goldie's menorah.
And when my mama was obviously failing. So, all right, go on.
Well, let me finish the story of Columbia. So he watches.
I obviously have no choice in this. Go on.
So I said, Susie, come on. You got to light the candles and sing your little song. And, you know, because I love holidays. I don't care whose they are. I love holidays. So Susie starts lighting the candles. And he comes in, he said, what are you doing? I said, Colo, this is Hanukkah. And every night for 8 nights, Susie's going to, at sunset, will light a candle and sing a little song.
It's called a prayer.
And you get a gift.
It's called a prayer.
Okay, she sings a little prayer. And traditionally, kids, each child would get a little gift on each night. He said, oh, I love Hanukkah. So Susie and I, we kind of played a little joke, and we actually bought some things for him that he needed, like socks, underwear, sneakers. Yeah. And every night under the tree, under a Christmas tree, we had a Hanukkah gift for Columbia. And when that sun was going down, he'd run in to be there when she was lighting the menorah.
He's 40, by the way.
Yeah, 40-year-old big boy. And we gave him his gift, and he just loved Hanukkah. So this year, you know, he said, hey, are we going to have Hanukkah again? I said, yes, you have Hanukkah every year. So that's his favorite holiday.
And yes, we do buy him little things, because when you live on an island, there's no way to buy anything. There's no place on this island to buy anything, really. So everything has to be brought in. And for Columbia, not for each other, but for Columbia, we do make exceptions and buy him things that he absolutely needs without a shadow of a doubt.
Not wants, these are needs.
Needs. Yeah. But the main point, really, of this podcast is that there's a joy in giving of yourself. There's a joy of giving priceless gifts that are beyond anything that you could ever buy for anybody. Do you know, when I was first always doing the Today Show and the Oprah Show, I would go out on the streets with my cameras and the Susie Orman Show.
Yeah.
And I would go up to kids and I would say to them, because they were always around 30 Rock, and I would say to them, can you tell me what you got last year for the holidays? And they would look at me and they'd go, I actually don't remember. And then I started to ask adults, what were you given last year for the holidays? And they couldn't remember. So I'm asking all of you right now, what were you given last year? Ask your kids if they can remember what they were given, because here's what's so sad is most of you have had to put those gifts on your credit cards, pay the minimum payment due when the bill comes in. It will take you 10 or 15 or 30 years possibly to pay off those gifts if all you pay is the minimum payment due. And you can't even remember 1 year later what it is that you gave or were given that people are still paying for. I just think that's crazy. What are you smiling about?
We didn't finish about something about Columbia.
Oh, Jesus, go on.
No.
What?
Because he's like our son. He makes every year
yes.
a gift for Susie, not for me, because I have to collaborate and help him a little, for Susie. Probably because she's the captain of the boat. So he makes a gift every year, and every year that gift has a nautical theme. And she loves them. Tell them what he made you.
Yeah, my favorite of all the gifts he made me, really, is this little sign. And he finds all this material in, you know, the garbage heap of this island where people throw things away. And he made a little sign that says, gone fishing. And he painted it. And he put little fish hooks to hang it up with a little bead a hanger that he made. So every day when we're out fishing, we hang that on the front door so people know we're not in the house. We're actually out fishing. That is my favorite thing
and
he's made me.
And then he did another little, the sign was so popular that he said, hey, KT, can I make her another sign? I said, of course. He made another one that says, quiet, please, recording. And he makes Susie these little gifts that are so precious, but they all have a function. It's something that is more meaningful.
Right. Can you tell that she really loves this man?
Oh, we do, like our boy.
Yeah. And the reason we love him so, by the way, is he's always happy.
Such a happy person.
He's always grateful for every little thing that he has, as well as little things that happen on this island. He's been on this island now for almost 20 years. Can you imagine? And he's just so great. Now, what was I talking about when you sold? interrupted me.
About people spending money and how
and they're still paying for it.
Yeah, and it
right. So that's
you.
And so that does bother me. But I just want you to really understand that maybe this is a tradition that you should start. A tradition of giving of yourself more than giving of your money. Giving of your love versus giving more of what somebody says they want. It's just, this is a time in everybody's life, honest to God, everybody, where I would just so want you to just be as happy, really, as happy as KT and I are, to be as happy as Columbia is, to be as happy as everybody could be if they just came from that true spirit of what's important in life, and what you can buy with your money is never going to be what's really important in life. All right, you have one more story. That's it. And then we got to go.
So about maybe 2 or 3 years into our relationship, I would always be very busy with the family and the visitors and cooking and preparing.
Which, by the way, for me was very difficult because I really wasn't that close to my family, and I didn't have the love in my family that KT has in hers. And I would watch her with her brothers and her sisters and her nieces and her nephews and her mom and everybody, really. And I couldn't relate. I was like, can't it just be you and me, KT? Do we always have to share birthdays and holidays with your family? What is this about? Now I get it. But it took me many, many years to understand love, to feel love. Right, KT? It was hard for me. And I bet you anything that people go, oh, Susie Orman, she always had a loving family. She always had this. She always had that. And it wasn't quite that way for me, was it, KT?
No, it was just different. It was different. Everyone's different. And your relationship with your family was different. Mine was like, couldn't wait to get together. And we
and
still,
they still
are,
can't
we're still
wait
like
to
that.
Get together.
And now, you know, Aunt Susie is absolutely right in there with the gang.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it took literally almost 15 mm-hmm. years for me to get it. Just recently has changed past 4 or 5 years. All right, so go
while
on.
While we're busy getting everything ready, and we usually celebrate the 24th, Christmas Eve. That's an Italian tradition, not necessarily the 25th of December. I would find everyone busy. I'd say, where's Susie? And I'd go in the back, and she'd be in the bedroom by herself on the phone, and she'd have a little list of paper next to her. And I figure, oh, she's busy talking to somebody. And I'd be quiet and shut the door. And she'd be in there for like 3 hours. And then she'd come out, and I'd say, who was that you were on the phone with so long? She said, oh, a number of my friends. I said, oh, who did you call? Thinking like they're my friends too. These were total strangers to me, but not to Susie. When she would receive, but this was all started at the Susie Orman show, she would receive letters or
emails
from, you know, her fans or people that just needed help. And some of them were so heart-wrenching or difficult or challenging that they became Susie's little secret pen pals. And she would have these relationships with total strangers. And on Christmas morning, she would call them and during the holidays and just comfort them or not let them ever feel alone. And when I think about it, it makes me a little bit emotional thinking how she changed and continues to change one at a time, so many lives, so many hearts. So for me, that's the true spirit of Christmas.
All right, KT. So it's about to end this podcast. So everybody, I wrote a little poem for you. And I get that it's about Christmas, and I understand that today is the first day of Hanukkah, but it's just what came out. So just, I wish all of you a happy Hanukkah, obviously, but it's just what came out. So here it is. Are you ready? So it's 3 days before Christmas and under the tree. The kids are looking and wondering, why are there no gifts for me? You have explained to all that money is tight, but the kids are saying, we're still going to get presents, right? You have made it this far by not giving in, but the pressure is mounting and the kids' desire and your guilt are starting to win. However, in the back of your mind, you can hear my voice loud and clear, saying, please don't go into debt just to show your loved ones you care. The greatest gift any of you can ever give is the gift of love, a great way to live. So, I don't know why, but I just wrote that this morning. So, it's mainly because it's in these last days before Christmas where the pressure mounts and you give in and you go, oh, I'm just going to go and I'm just going to get anything I see so that I have something to give to somebody else. I am asking you to make this holiday season a holiday season that you give to yourself. This is a holiday season that you say no out of love for yourself versus yes out of guilt or shame or fear of what others may feel. And this is a holiday season that you know that KT and I wish you what, KT?
The happiest of holidays, and may your house be blessed with the love that we feel every day in ours.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.